ألم تر إلى الذين بدلوا نعمة الله كفرا وأحلوا قومهم دار البوار.
Did you not see those who have exchanged Allah's favor with ingratitude to Him, causing their people to be cast in the abode of utter perdition?
جهنم يصلونها وبئس القرار.
Hell, wherein they shall roast. How wretched a place to settle in.
وجعلوا لله أندادا ليضلوا عن سبيله. قُلْ تَمَتَّعُوا فَإِنَّ مَصِيرَكُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ.
They have set up rivals to Allah, that they may lead people astray from His way. Tell them, enjoy for a while, you are doomed to end up in the fire.
قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خِلَالٌ.
O Prophet, tell those of my servants who believe that they should establish prayer and spend out of what we have provided them with, both secretly and openly, before there arrives the day when there will be no bargaining nor any mutual befriending. And spend out of what we have provided them with, both secretly and openly. The thrust of the statement is that the believer's attitude should be quite different from that of the unbelievers. In sharp contrast to the unbelievers who are a thankless lot, the believers should give thanks to God. What this implies in practice is that they should establish prayer and spend in the way of God. Before there arrives the day when there will be no bargaining, nor any mutual befriending. Man is unable to escape God's judgment. Neither will riches nor the influence of his friends be of any avail.
الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار.
It is Allah who created the heavens and the earth, who sent down water from the heaven and thereby brought forth a variety of fruits as your sustenance, who subjected for you the ships that they may sail in the sea by His command, who subjected for you the rivers. It is Allah who created the heavens and the earth.
It is God to whom the unbelievers do not give thanks, whom they are disinclined to obey and worship, and in whose divinity they associate others. It must be recalled that the same God has lavished innumerable bounties on them.
وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ.
Who subjected for you the sun and the moon, and both of them are constant on their courses? Who subjected for you the night and the day? Who subjected for you the night and the day?
The Quranic statement, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ, meaning that God has subjected for you the night and the day, is often misunderstood. Some think that it means that the forces of nature have been placed under the control of man. Such an assumption leads people to develop a variety of odd ideas. Some even go so far as to say that to achieve mastery over the heavens and the earth is the true end of man's existence. However, what the Quranic statement means by the subjection of natural phenomena is simply that God has bound them to laws which are beneficial for mankind. Had sailing in the sea not been subject to any law, it would not have been possible for men to undertake sea voyages. Had the rivers not been subject to any laws, man could not have used them for irrigation. Likewise, had the sun, the moon, the day, and the night not been regulated, there could have been no life on earth, let alone any flourishing human civilization.
وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ
And who gave you all that you asked him for? Were you to count the favors of Allah, you shall never be able to encompass them. Verily, man is highly unjust, exceedingly ungrateful. And who gave you all that you asked him for?
That is, God provided man with everything that his nature called for. He also provided all that was needed for man's sustenance and made available in plenty the resources that would ensure his survival and growth.